Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
More dire warnings on climate change this week, and as we all try and do our own bit in our own lives, should we be harvesting rainwater and domestic water? Well, horticulture teacher Hazel Proctor joins me now to tell us the whys and hows of this. Welcome, Hazel.
Thanks, Martin.
So, Hazel, should we all be more conscious of our water usage down to actually harvesting rainwater?
Absolutely. I would definitely go down that route. And it's something, because I teach horticulture and I practice it all the time myself, I always try to encourage people to conserve water wherever possible. As you can imagine, in horticulture in particular, depending on what you're growing, and certainly the whole field of horticulture is moving away from massive consumption of water. So let's say bedding plants that would have been historically put out in county council displays, it's all starting to shift. So they'll have more like perennial type crops. So there could be grasses or trees and shrubs that will have longer displays for the summer months.
Okay, so this change is starting like in the specialist area, so it's going to start coming more into our lives then, presumably, as well.
I think it should. I think we should all be conscious of it, yeah.
And how do we collect rainwater? Do you need special equipment or filters or
whatever? Yeah, so there's different ways that you can do it. So you can basically have just what's known as a water butt. It's like a big barrel that you would place in your garden. Now, there's ways that you can collect it. So you can pretty much just let the rain fall out of the sky, or you can have a guttering system. So basically the water would fall. It would have to be a pitched roof. A flat roof obviously wouldn't work.
Okay.
So it would go into the guttering system and then it would feed down into the butt. And you could then use that to water whatever crops you have yourself. Well, I'm going to say crops. It could just be ornamental plants all around your garden, depending on the size garden that you have as well.
Okay, so the rainwater, could you only use it for watering the garden? What else could you use it for?
Well, you could effectively use it to wash your car if you wanted to. You could wash your windows. When you are using it in the garden, though, it is important that if you're going to use it on edible crops, that you have some kind of filtration system.
Okay.
Because typically, if it's coming down off the roof, it's going to gather whatever dirt is on the roof, or, you know, it could be bird droppings, it could be leaf litter, or even whatever's floating around in the air. It picks all that up. So it is slightly acidic. So it is great for your plants, but it's better for ornamental plants.
Okay. And in terms of the filtration system and all that, then, are we talking about getting a specialist in to kind of put in if we want a proper system?
Well, if you wanted to go down that route, yes, you can get the specialist ones. So there's various different types. There's ones that it's a UV filtration system, and that helps to kill off all the bacteria, the harmful bacteria that be present. Or else there's charcoal filtration systems, and they're able to basically any harmful chemicals can bind to the charcoal, and then the water that comes out is a bit cleaner.
Okay, but you can basically go as deep into it as you want. But they,
oh God, yeah.
You can just get a water butt.
Yeah, I mean, you can have it as simple as that, yeah.
Okay, so what's grey water then, and where do we collect that from?
So grey water is any water that's basically used in a domestic setting. Well, it can be otherwise, but if we're looking at the domestic category, I suppose, it would be water that comes out of your washing machine. It could be, there's kind of arguments about whether the water from your shower is safe to use because it's personal hygiene. You could take water from the wash hand basin, or basically if you're just washing your veg, for example, save that water, and that would be considered your grey water. Now, you wouldn't use water from...
Okay, so the first thing everyone's thinking is that water is dirty.
It depends. So if you're washing your veg, then it's got dirt from the soil. Now, it might have some pesticides on it. So I suppose it depends on the type of veg that you buy. But also, if you're going to wash dishes, you could use that dishwasher water as well. But then you've got to consider the type of detergent that you've used. You've got to consider the type of dishes that you've been cleaning. Obviously, you know, you're not going to use water that you've cleaned utensils that had raw meat on it, for example.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, that wouldn't be safe. Okay. But, so a bit of common sense.
Yeah, basically. And then dishwasher water, for example, that's not ideal because it has the chemicals in. So that's known as dark grey water. And then black water is the water that's in the toilet.
Okay. And how are we collecting the grey water?
Well, again, there's systems that you can attach up to your washing machine. And then you can use that. It can, again, that would have to be filtered.
Right.
So because of the chemicals that are concerned that would be in the detergents. But yeah, that could easily be used to irrigate your ornamental plants. Now, you wouldn't use that again on edible crops.
Okay. So listen, is this the future? You know the way, like at the beginning of solar panels and stuff on the roof, it all seemed very far-fetched. And yeah. Now they're everywhere. So is this going to be the future, yeah? Are we all going to be doing this?
I'd imagine it is. Yeah. I mean, if you ever see over in, for example, you see the small little apartments in Japan and everything's very compact and space is very efficiently used, and they'll have water basins that are directly above the toilet. So when you wash your hands, that water then feeds into the basin, the cistern effectively, and that's used to flush the toilet for the next use.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't see why that couldn't be mainstream here.
Yeah. There's a texter here. Ken says, I harvest rainwater behind my shed. I've 800 litres to hand. It costs me €30 in total. Someone else here saying we have a rain collection system. All rainwater collected into an underground tank in the garden goes through a charcoal filter, fed back into the house for showers, toilets, etc. Not drinking water. We put it in when building 18 years ago. Every new build should have this.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It should be a requirement.
Absolutely.
All new, yeah. Okay. Helen Proctor, very interesting. Thank you very much.